Walden by Henry David Thoreau. The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. Our life is frittered away by detail. We are made to exaggerate the importance of what work we do. The life which men praise and regard as successful is but one kind. Why should we exaggerate any one kind at the expense of the others? I desire that there may be as many different persons in the world as possible, but I would have each one be very careful to find out and pursue his own way, and not his father's or his mother's or his neighbor's instead. Most of the luxuries and many of the so-called comforts of life are not only not indispensable, but positive hindrances to the elevation of mankind. No man ever stood the lower in my estimation for having a patch in his clothes. Yet I am sure that there is greater anxiety commonly to have fashionable, or at least clean and unpatched clothes, than to have a sound conscience. The ancient philosophers, Chinese, Hindu, Persian, and Greek, the wisest have ever lived a life of simplicity, independence, magnanimity, and trust. Men are not so much the keepers of herds as herds are the keepers of men. I have never felt lonesome or in the least oppressed by a sense of solitude. All news, as it is called, is gossip. Certainly less frequency would suffice for all important and hearty communications. No way of thinking or doing, however ancient, can be trusted without proof. Man's capacities have never been measured. So little has been tried. I have since learned that trade curses everything it handles. Instead of studying how to make it worth men's while to buy my baskets, I studied rather how to avoid the necessity of selling them. In the long run, men hit only what they aim at. Therefore, though they should fail immediately, they had better aim at something high. There are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root. To affect the quality of the day, that is the highest of arts. Rescue the drowning and tie your shoestrings. Take your time and set about some free labor. It is a characteristic of wisdom not to do desperate things.